Okay. Oh, it says it's already doing a record. Start recording? I think it may start recording. Let's take a look. It started recording.
Hi.
Wow. It's doing great.
This is the princess and or the priest.
Absolutely. So.
We are out on a Sunday drive, which we usually do not do, but we are pulling my ox out of the mire.
I hope.
Yeah, I hope so too. What we're doing is yesterday, Jay and I got in my car to go and clean the church.
You gotta do that occasionally.
Yes. And my car wouldn't start. The little battery light and the oil light came on.
But nothing else.
But nothing else.
Deader than a doornail.
So we used our other vehicle, Bob, to go and clean the church. Then we came back, and then Jay jump-started my new car with his really old one.
Because my car is reliable. Unlike
this one.
how this thing is kind of proving to be just sad.
It's
really
the newest.
Well so far.
Yeah. Anyway.
It was the first really cold snaps. First time it really got down to like below 20 Fahrenheit. So
well,
it's not surprising it was having
problems.
It
had gotten cold about a week earlier.
Yeah.
And I went to go turn it on and nothing happened. And I tried it again and it started. So, oh, I'm glad they changed this to 35 from 25. Anyway, but there's 25 right there. Oh, 25 tons, speed limit 30. Okay.
I don't believe anything, correct.
Anyway, so we took it down to O'Reilly's where they did a test on our battery and it said dead battery or
Bad battery.
Yeah. So we bought a brand new battery, one of their more expensive ones, because I told them I wanted a good one, right?
Well.
So.
Okay, go ahead.
We drove it away. We went to La Cita for lunch. We came home, finished up some laundry. Anyway, but when we had used Bob, our other vehicle, to go to the church to clean, it was having issues, and the engine light kept coming on.
Oh, I don't think that's relevant to our
story. I know, but
just trying to explain what we're doing.
So we had to go and take a look at that, and it had to do with the coils and something misfiring. I don't know, but Jay fixed it. Wonderful guy that he is. Thank you, my love.
Ah.
And so we
always talk about me. I don't mind.
So this morning when we got in the car to go to church, I turned the key and I get a battery and oil light on and it was dead. Dead.
Again.
So we all got out and all hopped into Bob. Thank goodness it drove beautifully because of the wonderful job Jay had done the day before. So, see, it was important to tell that part.
I'm getting a swelled head. Which is why I guess this one isn't working right. Otherwise, I would float off the ground.
Anyway. So, yeah, we came home from church, had lunch, did our family council. And then Jay jumped his vehicle, which Matt calls Wolf, or Wolfie, so that we could go for a long ride, charge up the battery real good.
We hope.
And that it's not the alternator or
if it
something.
Still doesn't work, then Lisa will just have to
get Sam to jump it and bring it over to DNA. And bring me back.
You have to call them ahead of time. When they're ready for
you. Okay, fine. Whatever.
So you don't do that particularly. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so that's why we're out driving along.
Yeah. So here we are.
trying to charge up my battery. Hopefully that's the issue.
Yeah.
Even though it's a brand new one, I don't know why you need to.
Well, they don't come, you know, I've heard all kinds of stories about whether they really come fully charged or not, or whatever, and it's like, you know, it's just a good idea to go out and charge your battery.
They look like they just bought that little part of them.
Yeah.
Candy apple green?
It's green.
Anyway, so, other than our car issues, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, everything else is doing okay. No, this place is for sale.
Really? Yeah, I haven't even noticed. Is for sale. Even if we were to move there, we would have a house note again. It would still be
a duplicate. I'm not suggesting anything. I know exactly how you feel, LT. That's why I do what I do. Otherwise, I'd say, Lisa.
I just have to pare down, so I feel like I have more room in that little house.
We gotta. Oh. See, and this, I feel like this attitude is somewhat new.
I feel like I'm, like, especially when we do commodities, come home with all those boxes of food, and I have no place in that tiny kitchen to put the food.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I have no place to put the food in the little kitchen that I have.
Right.
And so the boxes are just sitting there, kind of stacked on each other, and I'm tripping over them. They're just in the way, and it looks messy, and it looks crowded, and like, makes it look smaller and more cramped.
Yeah. Built a small house to begin with. That much is true.
And that's something that
for the number of people
our
that
beloved oldest daughter asked me.
Yeah.
Is what you have done for me to give me a bigger kitchen. I said, whoa.
I didn't know that was part of the whole
me either, but
garbage.
Apparently so. And I said, excuse me, but it's me that's the issue. I said, in order to make my kitchen bigger, we could build out, but that would take up my porch space. And I like my porch. And I don't want to lose my porch. And we thought about if Matt wasn't around, we could move the kitchen over halfway through his room and make the bathroom a little bit bigger too, but then if Matt ever came back, where on earth would he sleep?
Right. So
I said, so that's why nothing's been done. Because I haven't figured out what I want to do.
Right. Yeah, Lisa doesn't really like my remodeling jobs anyway.
No, I would have to get somebody else to pay them to do it.
The ones that I do, Lisa doesn't like.
Nope, sure don't. Sorry. And if that means I never die until you build my mansion in the sky, I will be a million years old. I do not want to live to be a million years old with aches and pains that I feel in my 60s. So,
See,
you're going to have to find a really good carpenter to help you.
My sole contribution to all this is basically, don't touch Mom's stuff. Lisa doesn't want me screwing with her stuff.
No.
Because she doesn't like how I do it.
So, anywho.
Which is kind of chintzy and, what's the appropriate term, southern engineering?
No, that's a good way of putting it.
That sounds, there's a
bunch jerry-rigging?
Jerry-rigging. That tends to be the way I get things done. And, yeah, that's tricky for me. She doesn't like it being done that way. And I do understand.
See, when you said you were going to build me a shed, I pictured it completely enclosed. And it's not completely enclosed.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, you want it to be, like, hermetically sealed.
Pretty much, so that I don't have a bunch of dust and spiders and crap all in my stuff.
Yes, ma'am. That's why we got the other house.
Yep. So
we got the other house. We don't have the other house. We use the other house.
Yes.
So,
with permission.
No. Anyway. anyway, so there's that. So that's what brings us on this fine day going north of town, because I'm sorry, it's just kind of, there's a lot in there.
Nice.
Anyway.
It's got a lot of contour.
Yes.
It's pretty.
Well,
prettier.
It depends on your definition.
Prettier.
Mom always gives this big sigh of joy when she comes off the Cap Rock out of Raglan toward home. Yeah, it looks okay, but
it's beautiful. And it's always really pretty because every time it's different.
Yeah.
Either the grass is greener or a different duller color because of the season, or the way the clouds create shadows on it, or the just the light in the sky, or the color of the clouds, or the color of the sky, or it's just always different every single time. It's never the same. I'm sure you could say that about any place you took a picture and then come back day after day and took a picture of the same place and it would have looked different. But I don't know, there's something about that going off that Cap Rock and seeing that huge expanse and just, it's just gorgeous, I think.
There it is. My favorite person in the whole world.
Just told you all about it.
So I want to take care of Lisa. If you haven't figured that out yet, in other recordings, you're going to figure it out here. Or I'm going to say it again until you get it straight, people. Lisa's number one. After Heavenly Father, Jesus. So
what I'm going to do...
Yeah? What are you going to do?
Is I'm going to drive out 50 miles and turn around and come back.
Okay, that sounds all right. Or some such. At some point, we're going to turn around and come back. I think we might get as far as Trinitina before we turn back.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. And the big hope is... You know, if something went wrong with the battery because of something, hey, it's got a warranty on it, right? It's got a 3-year warranty.
Right.
We'll take it right back and say you can replace this bugger, and this time I just soon have the right battery. This one's a little smaller. Anyway, so...
I don't want to have to jolt the car every time I need to fix it.
Yeah, it says if this becomes a thing, it's like, you guys sold me the wrong thing. Is there some weird thing in the battery? Is there some... what the heck's going on? I am not a particular fan of modern anything. I just have to say it. It's just like, you know, anything that was built in a further distant past is built better, is more straightforward.
Less
it doesn't
longer.
Have so many dang computers in it. People say, well, aren't you a computer guy? And you go, I only do that for money. That is not my philosophy. I don't like it at all. I mean, you know, there's some good parts to it. I mean, there's these recordings that we make on this cell phone of mine, and then I upload it to things, and you guys can all listen, and it's nice. And
I hope it's nice anyway.
I can't. Well, it seems to work for me. And then, yeah, beyond that, it says, am I like some, oh, I love technology, woo, boy, woo. It's like, no, I don't. I'm very much kind of a Luddite.
Yeah, you usually go, ugh.
Yeah. Can I be honest? I am actually a fan of gravity float. For water. I don't like pressurized water either. It creates more problems.
He would have preferred to have lived
like
in medieval times.
Damn. Oh, no, I don't know. In some ways, yeah.
You're enamored.
Just because once you got away from towns and stuff like that, you predominantly got left alone, except for, like, highwaymen and thugs. But you would just kill them. You wouldn't give it any thought. You know, it says you're on my land, you're screwing with my stuff, you're going to die.
See, that sign says no trespassing. I don't care if it's in Latin. you can't read it. Get off.
Yeah,
or
see,
die.
That would be my biggest problem. It's like, you know, you're in the middle of nowhere. I figured I would have been a monk, probably, which isn't too far from my thing. Except
or,
I don't...
Or a hermit?
I don't... Yeah, hermit. More alive than anything else from just having kind of a get-away-from-me sort of vibe to me. Which is like, I don't want to know your stuff. I used to hear these wonderful stories. There's a place called Hermit's Peak outside of Las Vegas, and they call it Hermit's Peak because there was actually a hermit there. And people would come at the time, and they would go and visit the hermit. It was like he was some kind of guru or something.
Wisdom guru, ask him these deep intellectual
something.
Thoughts.
Yeah, no, he would like whittle crosses out of sticks and wood and stuff. And he would sell those to give him the money that he needed. And he had a spring up there, and everything was wonderful.
They wouldn't allow that these days.
Oh, yes. It's totally illegal now, which is why I'm not really a fan of today. It's because too much crap is just not permitted. And it's like, why not? And you go, oh, well, we just can't have people doing that. It's like the whole thing of, well, you can't just shoot rockets in the sky. Now, rich people can do it now.
Yeah.
Back in the days, it was only a government could do that. And only our government could really do it. We just couldn't stop the Russians from doing it. Or we would have figured out a way to do it. But we didn't, so there it is. But now, okay, you know, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, they can start shooting things up at the thing, but only heavily regulated by the government. It's like, piss off. So, yeah, another fine example of why I'm not really a fan of this time, but God sent me here, and I primarily blame Lisa.
Sorry, I like my convenience.
Lisa seems to be...
My electricity, my hot running water,
yeah.
And my...
When I lived on the crash site, we really haven't settled on a name for... Oh! This last week, I did a recording on this on other auspice, but I haven't done it here on Princess and or the Priest. I bought a little quarter acre... lakeside property.
No, it's not lakeside.
It's pretty close.
Okay.
You don't know. You haven't been there.
You showed me a Google map.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Trust me.
It's
the place wouldn't
away.
Exist if there wasn't a lake next to it.
It's about a mile away.
It's about a mile away. Jeez. Anyway, I apologize.
When you say lakeside, I picture you walking out
no,
your back door
no.
And there's the lake.
Oh, and I could get that for $3,000. Sure. Anyway,
in a place called Fritch?
I got this place, yeah. And the little town is there is called Fritch, Texas. And it's right next to Lake Meredith, which is about half an hour from my work at Pantex right now. So anyway, I won't get into all the particulars about why I'm really glad I'm a contractor and not a direct employee, but let's just leave it at that. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Regardless, I am, anyway, what else did you think about that? Oh, no, I was talking about the crash site, and then I jumped over there, and I came back.
You were talking, yeah.
Yes, everybody's always concerned because they're all about, well, don't you have electricity out there? And you go, no, I don't have electricity out there. Any electricity that I have is within the confines of my vehicle.
Don't you have water out there?
No, I bring it in. You know, so people go, oh, I just don't know how you're living out there. And you go, good night. You people are so pathetic. Your great-grandparents would smack you in the head and say, what a lazy lout you are for all your little demands. First world issues, I tell you. So anyway, no, I got all this stuff. And people all go, well, are you going to do the solar panels and all that? I said, well, maybe I've got them, but I haven't done a dang thing with them. And anyway, so, yeah, no electricity out there. So, yeah, I guess I am kind of a Luddite. Yes, I am not a technology guy. I'm not a gamer. I'm not a lot of things that people think I really should be. And I'm not. Except that I love Lisa Jane.
And I love that about you.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think anybody loves their wife as much as I do. Because let me tell you, I put up with so much stuff that under normal circumstances, I wouldn't even be involved in to please Lisa.
I appreciate and so, it.
Yeah. And so Lisa number one, which always makes me say at the end of the day that when Lisa's out of the picture,
I really can't
say what I'm going to do.
He's going to party.
No, I don't know that.
Not like most people do.
I am going to be...
But you're going to go and do what you want to do.
Well, it's going to take me a few years just to figure that out. It's almost like a detox, you know, trying to stop being Lisa's husband and start just being Jason by himself. And I don't know how to do that. And, of course, it's all going to be complicated if Matt's still at home. That I can't do probably what I would like to do because... They would probably lock me up for abuse if I took Matt with me. Of course, he would give me fits and hell. So I'm just not. It's just. Anyway, so. So here we are taking this drive, and Lisa said she didn't have anything to talk about. And look at her. And look at me. Oh my gosh. But yes, you really have to understand that I am not here to please myself because. What little Lisa allows me to pull off, and she's pretty nice, in letting me get away with what I get away with.
I said, what do you mean allows you? And I thought to myself, I let you? Oh, yeah, I guess that's allowed.
Whee, that's funny. Okay. So, see, I'm not as stupid as I appear sometimes.
But it's not like you're my slave and I give you marching orders.
No, but you definitely set the pace. You definitely say what's acceptable and what's not.
True.
You know, so there's that. And I hope I don't give you too hard of a time about that. I usually let, if there's an argument about how things are going to be, I usually just give in. We don't have a lot of arguments about that, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Because Lisa usually gets what she wants because she's normal. I'm the whack job. Trust me. Nobody would be on my side on this at all. So there's no point fighting it, you know. Do I have to live with the situation I'm in? Yes. I said, God sent me down here to take care of Lisa. That's pretty much it. And once that's done, I'm not really sure what my purpose in life is.
And he does take care of me. I'm very grateful.
Well, I try.
You do a wonderful job.
You think so?
I think.
Well, then that's all that matters to me. Is it how Lisa feels about it. I know Lisa would rather be in a much larger house. But, yeah, there's a lot of garbage that goes with a much larger house. I think she likes putting a lot of money away in the bank or in other things.
I do. I like to see it build up.
Yes,
I like to count it.
I tell you guys, woo, Lisa is amazing. Anyway, have you guys figured out, we don't call Lisa the pea princess. I don't call Lisa the pea princess idly. She is the pea princess. If she has $10,000 sitting in the bank, just sitting there these days, it doesn't really earn much interest. But sitting in the bank,
to withdraw.
Do you know what she wants? Another $10,000 in the bank, so that she can feel more more comfortable. And not buying anything particularly. It's not that. It's just having that big a cushion. And like I've told her sometimes, and I hope I'm not too rude, I think it's true. But sometimes it's said like, God, Lisa, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of advice you would get that says, once you've got like 6 months of spare money, you could start investing. And you go, the time will never come when Lisa feels like she has sufficient money.
I would have to have 6 months of spare money.
For a person that makes 10 times more than I do.
And then, and then another 6 months of spare money to use for the investments so that I still have my 6 month security spare money.
Yeah, of course. You aren't going to invest the money that's supposed to be your cushion. You don't get that. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. I'm not asking you to all of a sudden say, okay, we got 10,000, let's throw it all in gold.
No.
No. Guy, it's everything past that. Anyway, so yeah, I finally figured out that Lisa has this thing that she's worried. And I understand.
Well, you don't know what the future's.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, good God.
You gotta be prepared.
I think Lisa would feel good if she had my salary for a year saved up. I think she would feel okay then.
Yeah.
But that's just insane.
Why?
Because if something bad happens, I'm not going to be spending that much money on anything. We don't spend it now. When things are good and I've got a job. It's supposed to be an emergency fund.
Well, you never know what emergency's going to run.
Yeah, but they usually don't last a year. And they usually, I mean...
No, they all come in one lump sum.
We could slim down. And we could probably last 3 or 4 years on what I make in 1 year.
No, I don't think so.
I think we could.
Maybe two.
I think we could. But... Well, no, it's because you wouldn't scrimp.
Nope.
You're not very good at scrimping.
Nope.
See? And that's the problem. When bad times come, you're supposed to scrimp a bit. And you're just not into that. This is my dear Lisa.
I went for years
living on
the tight wad gazette.
I know.
And scrimping and saving.
And you hated it.
So that I could someday, now that you're making a really great summary, to live like nobody else, so that I can live like nobody else. And finally, I get to live like nobody else. Hello?
Which means I have to keep working at this level for the rest of my life.
No. Do you think if we were scrimping and scraping, that we would be able to just say, oh, let's get a hotel tonight?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
No.
In not Amarillo? Sure, yeah.
Not if
they cost like $30 a night.
Not if we're scrimping and saving.
Oh, please. That doesn't raise the price of things. Sorry.
No, but it...
Okay, all right.
Makes my budget, my balance of my checkbook go down.
Uh-huh. You see, and that's it. If it's not going up, something's wrong. And it's like, and she won't say, well, I could just adjust by not... spending so much to make that work.
I'm not going back to the chiropractor so that I am saving $90 a month.
That's because you don't think it's really doing anything for me.
Actually, it does.
Well, then maybe you should do it. Now, if it's somewhere you just have to do it every single week for the rest of your freaking life, that's not fun.
No.
I don't want to live like that. But
we're coming up in Conscious,
the lake, one of our lakes.
How fast am I supposed to go around here?
I don't make it slow down that much. Anyway, so this is starting to sound like a video that I watched about girl math.
Oh, that was terrible, though.
Any amount of money you save is money you can spend.
No, because they were talking like buying a $5,000 handbag. And it's like, in what world would I buy a $5,000 handbag? Seriously?
I'm just saying it could happen.
No, it wouldn't.
We bought some pretty nice stuff when we were on vacation.
Only because I had saved up the money beforehand, knowing that I was going to be spending
it. You said that's okay. You could have spent $5,000 the money we saved up on buying a thing.
A thing?
Buying a $5,000 handbag. You could have done it. I wouldn't have stopped you. But then you could have said, oh, well, I'm going to turn that back in, and then I'll buy a $3,000 thing. And
that means that I now have
$2,000 spent. So girl math actually works for money you're actually got in hand. It doesn't work for how they were doing it, which is she's manufacturing money out of thin air.
Yes. Which I thought was silly.
Or just saying, I want a $5,000 thing, but I'm going to curtail myself and only buy a $3,000 bag, which is also stupid. But that means now I've got $2,000 that I can spend on something else. And you go, we haven't spent anything except $3,000 we don't have. And now you think that you can go out and spend $2,000 and it's free money. Yeah. Anyway.
Nope.
So that's kind of, yeah. I want you to know, I want people listening to know that I love Lisa Jane. And she isn't a crazy woman.
And I saved you a lot of money.
But no, it saved me.
Well,
that was nice. Thank you, I guess. I didn't
us.
Do it because it's okay, us. Because it was like, I didn't do it because I told you to. Anyway, yes, I think Lisa came from a really, she came from a pretty poor family.
Yep.
She lived cheek by jowl with her sisters, which made her crazy, which is why she wants a big house, because she just wants to have lots of room, because she didn't have that when she was young.
Yep.
And we pretty much accomplished that.
Okay. They turned my bedroom in that I shared with two sisters, three people in one bedroom,
right,
into a walk-in closet.
And it wasn't really that big of a walk-in closet.
No, it wasn't.
It was okay. But trust me, other people would go, this is your walk-in closet. They go, we made a bedroom. This was a bedroom.
Yeah.
For all I know, when they built the place, it was a walk-in closet. They turned it into a bedroom. I don't think that's true.
No.
This house definitely came from times when you had small rooms.
Yes.
Regardless.
Anyway, and
I understand Lisa's mentality about all this stuff, I think, in that she always had to live with less. She always had to kind of put up with whatever she got. Once she kind of got her own money, when she was single, she lived at home, and she started buying nice things. She had nice clothes, nice shoes.
A car.
She had a car.
A new car.
A new car.
She it wasn't a used. It was
which I just can't bring myself to do.
It was the only time I've ever done that.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
And my dad co-signed and he said, don't you dare make me make a payment. And I said, you won't. And then I went off on a mission and my mom paid it off.
Oh, I tell you the things.
My mom told me to because I said, I can't go on a mission. I haven't paid off my car yet. And I had like $5,000 left to pay, but I had saved $5,000 for my mission, so I said, I should just pay off the car. And my mom said, no, you're going on a mission.
So there's that.
I think she was trying to kick me out in the gentlest way possible.
Maybe so. Because they had some pretty tough times keeping their other children launched. They kept coming back for various reasons.
With a child in tow.
Yeah, usually with a kid towed along behind them. And you became their babysitter.
Yes.
For all that stuff. And you go, I've got a job too.
Until my dad finally put his foot down and he said, you work all day, so does she. Why does she have to babysit your kids? And you don't even pay her. He said, if you want her to babysit your kids, you have to pay her. And it stopped. I mean, dead in its tracks.
So, you kind of get a picture for why Lisa has the attitudes that Lisa has, which I understand. My only complaint is that I think she's going to make me work like a slave until I'm dead.
No, that's not the plan.
Well, it's starting to feel that way. Every time we come up with a plan, the goalpost gets shoved back five or six years.
It has not got shoved back.
Yes,
you just
it
keep
has.
Trying to move it forward.
I'm getting tired, and I don't want to deal with this crap anymore.
I understand.
I don't want to deal with this,
but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know you understand, but you don't understand to the point to where you're helping me. It's okay. It's all right. Trust me, it's one of those things where I'm weird, Lisa's normal, and everybody else would rally around Lisa and say I was a bad person. So it's like, well, I'm lost. I might as well just give in. There it is. Mwah. And that's how you deal with Lisa James. She's just that way. And it's okay. It has to do with her life. This is Lisa's Earth experience. I'm just here to take care of Lisa. I am God's gift to Lisa now.
You think that way? Because I think that I'm your gift to you.
To help you
become better and strive to be better.
Oh,
because otherwise you would be a hermit living in some cave if you had married me.
What's so bad
about
that?
And me pushing you and saying, we need to do this and that and the other thing.
Well, I'm not saying that you have to get influence on me. Come on. But yeah. This is Lisa's life. Heavenly Father just put me here because he said I gotta put them somewhere.
Well, he was a good matchmaker.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Okay, why did that engine rev
because
up to five?
Up.
We were going down.
We're going
when
up.
It revved. We are now.
We were going up the whole time. It's basically up. Okay. That's probably the biggest problem with this part, is that this place has got a lot of contour to it. It goes up, it goes down. Anyway, so... Yeah. Oh, not to say that Lisa is the wonderful influence on me, but I'm basically here to make Lisa feel good. Take good care of her. Get her through this life in one piece. He must be one of Heavenly Father's favorites for the kind of work I have to invest. Is it going to make me a better person? Sure. Hopefully I don't gripe about it too often. Anyway. So, yeah. We are here pretty much up at the top of this little thing. We're going to go down and back into another thing. It took a lot of political pressure to get this road made.
Really? Why?
Yes. Because nobody thought it was important to have Las Vegas.
But it gets more travel than they probably thought, don't you think?
I don't know. There's not a whole lot out here, that's for sure. Except for the weddings.
Did you just mention a name?
I did, but I didn't say anything about it. Except the fact that they live out here. I'm not going to say anything
about it. Here we go.
I'm going to try not to say anything about other people. So we always talk about each other.
There's still some snow here.
Look at that. There's a little snow on the north side of things. I wonder if they got snow here yesterday. Yesterday we got about, I don't know, half an inch maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
The snow?
Maybe, perhaps.
It's pretty good. I don't think there's anything in the forecast again for a bit for more snow. It's been dreadfully cold, but that's not dreadfully. It's only been down 18, 17, 16. been below zero yet. We might not get there. That'd be nice. Hope so. That would be pleasant.
Very much so.
Yeah. So anyway, I love Lisa Jane. So we're on this drive trying to make her car work. Oh, it's probably one of those things I dropped down, the thing finally dropped down.
Oh, man, we got to go look for that.
Don't even bother, Lee. Combined, the things cost about 5 cents. I don't think it's worth even giving a second thought to. Oh, that brings up a whole other thing that has nothing to do with anything else we've talked about. Which is, at some point in the past, somebody came up with this website, and it said, okay, how much is Bill Gates' time worth? This was back when Bill Gates was the richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Now he's like number 6 or 7 or something like that. He's actually down the list. Doesn't matter. But some guy had done this calculation based on how much money he makes on any given moment, how much something had to be worth for him to take any notice of it at all. Like, Lisa is a little superstitious, and I love my Lisa Jane.
What? Because I find a penny and I say, find a penny, pick it up all day long, you have good luck.
That's right. That's right. So, if there was a penny that Bill Gates would pull this same stunt on, that penny would have to be worth about $32,000 to make it worthwhile for him to reach
it's
down
over
and pick it up and say the phrase,
find a penny, pick it up, all day long, you have good luck.
There you go. So, that's why I say, this is a little superstitious, because how could this possibly...
I just say it because that's what you're supposed to say, not because I believe it.
Oh! Lisa, you are so... Is that being hypocritical? I'm not sure what that is.
I figure if I find all the pennies and pick them up throughout a year, I'll have at least another dollar, and I could be a dollar richer. You know, you can't buy anything with a penny, but you can buy something with a dollar.
We should calculate how much money, Lisa, you actually make in a minute. And figure out whether this is really worth your time.
That I make or that you make for us?
Hey, it's all the same. Trust me, it's all the same, Lisa. Haven't you thought about that yet? Oh, my gosh. I am having to do better because now we actually have a diversion checking account. It's for me when I'm out so that I don't have to constantly report in to Lisa every single thing I've spent on stuff. And I gave myself a little raise with this new job.
Yes, you did.
And
did I say anything? Did I give you any grief over that? No.
You've mentioned it a few times.
Just to make sure I got it right.
Okay.
All right. You know, I'm trying to get all these new files. Every time you change a job, I have to reconnect my mind to go about all
the last few times. I haven't changed that amount. This time I decided to because, well, now it's for something that really wasn't all that important because I'm not going to be staying in an apartment. I'm going to be living basically the same kind of life I was living on the boat. Because I'm on the boat, yeah. The same kind of life I did on
the crash site.
Right.
Excuse me.
I'm liking French flop. I think we're probably going to hang on to that one, the fridge flop. So you heard it here first. Lisa came up with this, which I thought was good. I had come up with flop on something else.
Flop hollow.
Flop hollow, which is like, it seems like that's more ostentatious than a quarter acre.
And then Caleb came up with...
No, I was saying...
Caleb came up with the hitching post...
Yeah.
Then he found out it was only a quarter of an acre, so he called it the postage stamp.
Postage stamp, which I liked. That one seemed almost appropriate. Especially and, since it's part of an HOA and I actually have to pay for the privilege of being here. And it's like, oh, I hate that. It's only $100 a year, but still. It so, goes against my sensibilities.
So, anywho.
Yeah.
But then I saw a fridge and I saw a flop and I put it together, the fridge flop.
Yeah, and that, I like that one. I think I can say that. I stumble on a whole lot of words.
You know?
It's when, really bad.
When you're saying it, it sounds like you're saying French.
French flop?
Yeah.
Well, people will get all kinds of fun ideas.
Yeah.
French flop. French is a little itty bitty town.
It's F-R-I-T-C-H.
French. Yeah.
French.
It's spelled exactly the way it sounds. In English, at least. So there it is. So, yeah.
It's you're going to be staying in the fridge ditch.
Yeah, well, that might be almost better. Because it is kind of a ditch. In fact, I've got problems. I've got to pull it together. I'm worried that I'm just going to bury my vehicles in this hole because they... Anyway, I'm not going to talk. It's depressing. All right. I had a much more ready-made situation at the crash site because nobody was there and nobody had done anything to it. And now I've got something that's right by an actual dirt road. Really short dirt road among a bunch of nice paved streets, which I think is hilarious. That I pay the same amount of HOA fee is somebody who gets a lot better value than I do. Anyway, doesn't matter. So that might be good. The French ditch, because I do kind of ditch it there. I stay there and don't do anything.
Yep.
I'm worried I'm going to have to get a culvert or something and put it in there so that I have something to drive over instead of going down through a thing and then kind of
oh,
come
yeah.
out the backside.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's going to fill with water. It's going to be a mess.
It's going to mess up your car. I remember when we were staying, renting in Portales, and our driveway did that little dip. And it filled up with water every time it rained, and my PT Cruiser just started making horrendous noises.
Oh.
Because of the water that was getting into its system.
So I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to solve that problem. But I've got to solve it pretty soon because the rent on my apartment is going to be over in about 3 weeks. Yeah, I think I've got a little over 2 weeks to get things kind of pulled together in the next place. Because I won't have any place to be. Anyway, so there it is. We can turn around anytime you want to.
So
there's actually, you know that little rest area here by Trimentina?
Uh-huh.
That's going to come here, isn't it? So that's a good place.
I just want to make sure we get back in time so it's still light so that you can find the shovel. Put it in your car.
Please, thank you for keeping it in mind. I need to take a shovel because I got to clear out some stuff. I'm probably going to dump all the crap that I'm tearing
in
up in that
ditch.
Culvert, in that ditch. Which the problem is that's actually part of the water drainage system. So those guys are going to get pissy at me.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't care.
It's like, well, where's the HOA not putting a culvert here so that
I don't
have to do this?
Yeah. It says, I'm still waiting for you guys to make my road decent. It used to be paved, and one could see that. It says, but now it's not. But it's got this big old humps in it, crap, and stuff like that, because you guys haven't properly graded this thing. My vehicle's getting torn up because, anyways.
Yeah.
I am going to be your HOA worst nightmare just because. I'm used to not having an HOA, and if you guys insist on me paying you money, I insist on getting value back.
That's right.
That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
And a swimming pool does nothing for me.
Yeah, they have the swimming pool. Apparently it's like a freaking swimming pool. You can even say that I don't get to use a swimming pool. Anyway, I don't want to get weird about that because I hate getting like this. Anyway, we're coming up to Garita. Let's see. Are we to the trip? Did we already pass Garita? No. I don't think we have. Anyway, so I used to take this road quite a bit when I worked for the state. Oh, and I worked for the Extension Service.
Yes.
Doing their technical. So, yes, I am totally the guy that does not like computers especially. It's more of an obsession, and I think it's a little sick, and I just assumed it went away. So, yeah, probably going to be the guy that says, I don't want to do anything. I don't have a good thing. I specifically avoided it in college all through my young life. I would think about it. And then I didn't want to do it in college because I didn't want to live that kind of life. So what happened? I'm living that kind of a life. And
sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay. And which is why I definitely want exaltation, because if I get to only an angel status, you know what they're going to do? They're going to stick me in IT. And I'm sorry. It's like, I'm sorry. I think I'm going to go down and be with the Terries or something. If I'm not going to make it to... with Lisa in the Celestial Kingdom, I'd rather not. I would, it says, now this is me being totally uninformed. And you say, oh, sure, I'm sure you'd want to do that. And you go, you know what? I don't know. I don't want to do IT anymore. I'd rather find something else to do. Shuffle, or I don't.
Pinochle?
Oh, that hurts. I guess it's a card game. That was what we called the pinochle stuff. Was somebody flicking your hand on your knuckles until you either bled or cried out or gave up or something. Yeah. I tried to block that out. I think I blocked lots of things out. I think that's why I got a crappy memory. Actually, consciously. Put forth the effort to block out.
Here's Barry Darrow.
Barry Darrow, which is a place that's not bad to turn around. It's totally up to you. We're about 52 minutes into this little
shindig.
So you can turn around.
Yeah.
I'm scared these poor people who are used to having nobody to ever have to worry about. Now I see there it all stopped. What's she gonna do? She's doing it doesn't make any sense. Now you gotta worry about that.
They're gonna go faster than me, so I'm gonna let them get ahead of me.
At some point. Or they're gonna pull over and say, are you okay? Or they'll say, what are you doing down here? We don't like strangers. As if he's gonna go fast. He ain't got nothing to do. It's Sunday in Garita. They don't even use their church. Oh, look. Is he going to church?
He's going to church. Look at that. Or visiting somebody back there.
There's a possibility, I guess. He's just going to church. Well, this is a Catholic church. I don't think it is. It's a community church now, so who knows what service it proposes anymore. If you go to my website... and you go to Wilfornia, which is my name for this area. If we became an independent region from every place else. Anyway, and you go and you look up Variadero or Garita, you'll see the picture of the church. Because that's pretty much the only thing that's left that's worth looking at. They've got a post office, but it's a stupid post office. It doesn't even have a place where you can go to the bathroom. It pisses me off. Like, what is the point of having this? If you can't go to the bathroom. There's no bathroom in here. You go, that's bull crap. Of course there is. You just say it's not a public bathroom because you don't want people to bug you.
Because you don't want to have to clean up after.
Yeah, that's probably it. You go, I understand that. I get it. I'll just dump right here in your parking lot.
That'll teach it.
Oh, they'll right? just call the cops up. Where's Garita? And you go, I don't know, but some guy says you got to pick up this idiot that pooped in the post office parking lot. Such as it is. The only parking lot within 50 miles of here. Anyway, so we're headed back toward Tucumcari.
Yep. Do you have gloves for this shovel job? So that you don't get blisters.
Yeah. It's not this thing. I've got them in my pockets.
Leather gloves? Winter gloves.
So here's my badge. Gloves. Not really wintery. But they're definitely made to ward off blisters. No.
Okay.
It's made for when it gets really bad and any cover at all. That's what it's there for. So see? I have gloves. I have them with me.
Okay.
Anytime I need them. So anyway. Okay. Just have the badge.
Don't lose it.
Yes, important. Don't lose it. Pay the butt to get it up. And they treat you like garbage until they get it back. Anyway, so. I think I'm done.
I think I am.
I don't think I have anything else to say. On this
and I didn't mention anybody's name.
And I kind of did, but I'm going to let it slide for once in my life. My gosh. So, this has been the Princess and or the Priest recording. What is today? It says right here it is December 10, 2023. And, oh, hey, there's good cellular reception. I didn't know that. Isn't that crazy? We're having a little freaking moment there. We've got good cellular. Anyway, okay, so we're all done. Have a great day, everybody.
Have a great week.